This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for September 13, 2023.
This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. So the first item of business is the minutes from the previous meeting. Any changes or corrections?
Well, I have a I have a request. When somebody's going to follow up with something, can you just note that on here? Like, Andrea was going to get back to us on...
I do that.
See, you write it on a separate paper?
When I read the minutes, which they come out soon, I mark the stuff.
So you remember, okay.
Well, no, I don't remember anything. So, but I have a yellow marker that tells me that those are the things we're going to follow up on.
Okay, I'm impressed.
So we remember. So I always do that before the meeting.
I have a question.
Sure.
Under the review of school reports,
kind of
near the end, it said Stephanie said they were fighting with the planning board about putting it in front of Granite Estates. Should we clarify that the SAU was fighting with the Hooksett planning board?
Who are you?
Review of school
page
reports. Third paragraph.
I got it. I marked the same thing about Hooksett.
To clarify that it's the
Hooksett
SAU is in negotiations with the Hooksett.
Let's take off the fighting. In negotiations with Hooksett. About putting it in front of Granite Estates.
I have one. Under the town expenditure report, the generator was 900, not 9,000. For the second paragraph down.
Brenda has, over 9,000. Okay, that should be 900.
Okay.
Just a little zero there.
Underneath the school one as well, we did talk a little bit about about grant money for school, if it's ever researched. I just was hoping to have that in the minutes. Because we asked specifically if you guys ever look into grant money, and you had said the superintendent would be would be following that. And that the SAU should also do it, you had said.
Well, it used to be the assistant superintendent's job, and now it's
going to be the superintendent.
The superintendent's job.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I did notice about, I was thinking Andrea was going to get that slip for Bill, but she already took care of that. That wasn't in the minutes.
Okay. Any other changes and corrections?
Excuse me.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections?
I'll motion.
Josh makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous? Okay. Very
Susan
good.
Susan didn't vote. Excuse me for a minute.
Not my problem.
Not my problem.
Okay.
I voted. No, you voted.
Okay. It's like answer the questions from the previous meeting. Okay. So there we get to the questions. The first one was, Brenda asked what the expense for medical equipment maintenance is under ambulance. Budget of $2,500 with hit of $4,800. Andrea said she'll check with the fire department.
I did not, but I know Mike Kelly did speak with Sue about
that.
They had that conversation.
Do
you want to go to the next question?
Okay, Stephanie said she'll get them at the encumbrance list. Okay, and we got the encumbrance list. We'll go over that when we go over the school reports. But she did bring us the encumbrance list. And those are the only questions I have. Now we just have to wait for Sue.
Thank you, Mike. Just sold my house. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. The question was, Brenda asked what the expense for medical equipment maintenance is under ambulance. Budget of $2,500 with a hit of $4,800. And they say you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he texted it or emailed it. Did he email it?
I don't know. He and I were talking about other things this morning. He said he talked to you about that.
He did.
Sorry, I would have talked to you.
Let me check my text. That's quicker while it's loading.
For this meeting, I'd like to change my name to a different name instead of Brenda. Written down here too many times.
Well, it's all right.
I'm an alias tonight.
Lucy?
I could be a Lucy tonight.
Karen. No.
A Karen?
You can identify as anything nowadays, so.
You're right.
Be a banana if you want.
Okay. It's just not loading here, but I've got it here. I think it was to do with the LEDs. They have to be recharged. And he wasn't in charge of that before. I don't know if it was building maintenance. Yeah, let me see if I've got that. Right. Which one was it about the, oxygen or what was it?
Yeah. Medical
expense.
In the
ambulance.
Yeah, in the ambulance.
Equipment maintenance under the ambulance.
Yeah, I think it might be the AEDs. And there's some here, and there's some on the police cruisers and everything else. But I don't want to.
We want to keep those charged.
Yes, yeah. Used again.
So we would just budget for those better next year, right?
Yes, this is the first year. He said this is his first. This is the first year, and they cut, or I say they, the selectmen cut.
Thank you.
No, a lot out of his budget, and they would be in better shape if we hadn't have done that. Okay. Here we go. Budget question. Okay, as this was a zero-based budget, excuse me, in 2023, I estimated $2,500 for equipment maintenance for incidentals. This would include items such as a stretcher, stair chair, cardiac monitors times two, transport ventilator, IV pump, and AEDs. Any medical device that provides a therapy is required to be maintained to ensure that the device delivers a therapy appropriately. CMS, Medicare, Medicaid, i.e. the government, requires that the regular maintenance and testing of the equipment occurs. Since we are paid by CMS, we comply with this to avoid compliance issues. It was not my functional area to oversee AED maintenance prior to last year, and when I took this over, I found that several of the AEDs used by both the fire department and the police department were in desperate need of maintenance. In order to prolong the life of these life-saving items, I had to obtain a preventative maintenance plan for them. I spoke to our vendor that provides this maintenance, and not surprisingly, the maintenance costs are continuing to increase with additional price increases this fall. I have tried to get ahead of most of this by getting locked into a lower rate prior to the price increases. If there are additional questions, let me know. And he gives the station number.
It's important.
Okay.
That was a long answer. I'm sorry, but I wanted to do it exactly what he told me. So.
Okay.
There we go.
So the next item, I put your paper here out of order. So the next item on the agenda is the Budget Committee budget. So that's near the bottom of your pile. So I told Andrea to just give us the same budget as last year. The selectmen meet this coming Friday to get all the department budgets and compile them. So if anybody has any objection to just turning over the budget that we already have.
The conference that's budgeted for $100, mm-hmm. I don't know what it cost us to go.
It cost more than $100.
Well, there's four of you that, well, we're going to probably take Sue's out of
yeah,
ours.
Yeah.
So that was 300.
Yeah.
So.
But see, that doesn't usually happen every year. And that's
it really doesn't. Sometimes we...
Sometimes nobody goes.
But so... If I loved it enough that I wanted to go again next
year, you can go next year.
Should
yeah.
we budget more than 100? I don't know.
Anybody
really
up for re-election?
Good.
What?
Is anyone up for re-election?
Yeah, somebody's up for re-election, sure.
Lynn is.
Me?
No, I think you are.
I think it's you in 24.
Well, it might be. I bet we can look
you
on
are,
the website.
You're equal with Boyd, I think.
No, we're not equal at all.
And we're not going to ask her to clarify that right now.
Well, Lynn will be renewed.
Well, that if I decide to run, I mean, that's only... But that doesn't kind of doesn't matter. Well, I don't care. If you want to add another $100 in there, you want to... What's the consensus here?
And this is enough for the secretary now that we have one the whole year.
Well, Joan is really fast.
I noticed that, or I thought she was.
She
had, the hours submitted.
So I was also thinking that we should give Joan a raise, but I think that this budget will cover that raise.
Even with an additional 3%?
Well, this is in addition to the COLA, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, we can put another $100 in there. Yeah, the conferences, because it is really valuable.
It is.
And
it
you can go, they don't
helpful.
Cover the same things every year,
no,
so you can go
but
over
they give you
years.
So much information,
yeah.
You almost need to hear it again.
So you want to up that to $200? Okay, is there a motion? You want to make a motion, Brian?
Yes, I'll make a motion to increase that line item,
the conferences,
for conferences to $200.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Bill seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
aye.
Good. Okay, Andrea, you got that?
I got it.
And okay. We don't have to do anything about the secretary line. You're
no,
good with that.
we can give Joan a raise, and there'll still be enough in there. So, see how much money we've spent in, what, a few weeks? We always have money left over in that line. So
we're a conservative group.
We can still give her a raise.
Well, they want the budget committee to be conservative.
Okay.
Set an example.
Yeah. Now, the next line order of business is our selection of a new budget committee member. And at the bottom of your pile is a request from Bob Stout. For those of you that don't know Bob Stout was previously on the budget committee. I was trying to figure it out when I was driving in. It had to be at least 6 years.
He was on, am I on my third round?
Yeah, but he served at least two terms.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
sure.
So he was on the budget committee for at least 6 years, and I think he was one.
Did Jody get in touch with you?
Jody, no.
Okay.
No.
Is she wrong?
Or wanting
no,
to?
I didn't know what she decided, but probably not.
No.
I would say if she doesn't have something here.
No. So, Andrea made up a little thing for us to sign. Let me see.
Do you need a motion for him?
Yes, we do. I'm just looking at this.
Oh, okay.
So, we all sign on these little lines here, and then who signs down here?
Bob.
Oh, Bob signs there, and then you sign here?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'm going to pass this around, and on these little lines up here, people need to sign. Okay. So is there a motion to appoint Bob? Sue makes a motion.
I'll second.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Will he be coming starting next time?
Yes, he will.
Great.
He will. And we're very lucky to have him.
So great.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of testosterone on the table.
He's very he's
great.
Very reasonable.
Yeah. Bob is a good guy. Okay, next are the town reports.
You have a town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll look at the revenue report first.
Yes. You have to bring to the chicken season.
What? This isn't for us, is it? Snow plowing?
That was just the invoice. Bill wanted to see.
Oh, this is what Bill wanted.
Yeah, just curious.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, all right.
We're looking at revenue, right?
Okay, revenue, yeah.
Revenue.
Welfare lien revenue, what is that?
Okay, if you apply for public assistance in Candia and you own something... We can put a lien on your property.
Really?
What?
And so we haven't paid public assistance to anybody in maybe 3 years. But so the lien was filed for somebody in the past that received public assistance. And we get money from the lien.
Yeah, she tried to refinance and it came up. Because we recorded that in the registry of deeds. So.
Yeah.
That legal?
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah, it's
and
required.
It's usually a last sure resort. We don't like to lien properties or anything else.
We don't normally, but yeah.
Is it part of the process?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we
yeah
help them out, but it's understood that you'd pay back.
Yeah.
That they pay back.
Yeah. And some people do voluntarily pay back. Yeah. We've had people that applied for assistance and said, you know, it's winter, I'm not working, but this summer when I'm working again, I'll pay the money back. And
is
they
that
do
for taxes?
What?
Is that like for taxes, like real estate?
No, 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 for anything, depending.
Oh, really?
Anything.
No, it's for taxes, though, isn't it? Basically the liens.
Oh, the liens.
The liens are for taxes. When people are overdue on taxes with the welfare lien, it's...
Oh, yes, yeah, if you've given them money,
home,
yeah. If you made
their
mortgage, if the town pays a mortgage payment for you.
Nice. But the public assistance could be for your electric bill or food or
fuel,
your medication or whatever kind of. We have a welfare department here.
I know.
It's not.
Thank heavens it's not very active.
No,
we don't. We rarely have people that apply, that qualify.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of interesting rules in New Hampshire. Like if your parents can provide this assistance they're required to.
Really?
Remember
really
they said that yesterday? No, we can help if somebody's like a woman that's broken down on the side of the road and it's February, she's got two kids in the car, we help them out, but then we could go and ask her family to pay back or,
We had an adult in town that applied for assistance and the parents were required to
Can we ask our children?
He's nice.
I know.
There's a whole list of who you can ask.
Yeah.
Your sister,
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there really are?
Yeah.
That's why they say no? Never knew that.
Which is interesting that they don't ask their family, but we would ask them.
When, you know, it was, that was just what you expected to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The family would step in
and
help.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay, so, any questions on the revenue?
On the interest. On the revenue. The interest. How are we getting all that money? $29,000. Is that investments that the town has made? It's in the middle. $3,502.
Interest on investments.
Yeah.
You're saying $29,000,
Oh, you're in the bag. Make investments in town on things?
Well, the trust funds.
The trustees
of the trust funds do work with
Okay.
So all the trust funds.
So that interest doesn't go back into the trust fund. It comes to the town as revenue?
General budget?
It shouldn't.
It's not coming.
I'm not sure
because
the trust, whoever has a trust, that interest stays with the
trust.
Stays with the
trust.
But it says here
bank interest.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look automatic because it didn't pay out in the last 2 years.
So why would we have that on our town revenue report if we never see it?
We have a large amount of money, obviously, that come in. It comes in for taxes and like that, and we get interest on it.
Yeah.
And so I think what this either they're listing it differently, or she's put it in here, or the DRA. I don't know exactly why it's down here, but any money from the trust stays with the trust,
right.
And it's either
so
non-revolving.
That wouldn't be in this 29.
Right.
Like,
I'm wondering if it just hit on an odd date. Next month we'll see the prior year, and it was.
And we have, and I can't even think of the name of the impact fees. We have those lists. They're listed in the town report.
Right.
It could be the interest on that because it's not a trust. It's just like. There's a whole list of.
So we have millions in the bank. So
yeah,
we get
the solid waste.
Okay, but so we get that back for our operational budget. That comes back to us
revenue,
that
so
you guys would
for
just
this
absorb.
Part, yeah, this
okay.
interest,
yes.
not
got
the
it.
Trust.
Right. Got it.
The rest of the
okay.
How come the meals and room taxes zero after our conference yesterday? They told us.
Well, that comes as a.
That's a one payment.
One time.
It'll probably be
what,
in December.
What time of the year does that come in?
Probably, I would say in December or whatever.
Yeah,
a lot of them,
seen it yet,
they're
so.
Kind of like Dean. They wait till the end of the year and then they pay you out.
And is it needs based on the town?
Yes.
Do they evaluate
what was
the
that?
Town?
One was
it's by population.
By population.
One was population.
Population, and the other one.
Was population
and roads. That's right.
Roads.
That was
roads.
Road.
Yeah.
Yep.
And who adds in new developments for roads, like this, is that the road agent's job?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Well, he'll know probably how many miles that is.
Yeah, they know how many miles.
I don't know if he submits it. That was a question I had in my packet, but I think my packet's here.
So can we ask him if, and that's not for private roads. So if this is just
town roads.
Right,
town
but roads. There's new developments that
yeah, maybe,
I would think
well,
are accepted
yes.
by the town.
They have to be.
They will be.
But we don't necessarily maintain the road if it's a private.
We don't maintain the private.
Pass through. You don't. Okay, good.
Well,
kudos to the library for a nice little bump. $8,700.
What did they do?
They gave us.
Well, it's probably.
It was left over, right? Capital reserve
yes,
funds?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that happened, that the library gives us money.
Well, we don't normally give you money. But last year, because of the flood.
Oh, insurance.
Okay, and we got the wages paid for by the insurance company.
Okay.
So our expenses were way down. So we had a surplus that year. Yeah, because we were closed for, six months.
You.
So, yeah, we gave money back. Okay, any other questions on the revenue report? All right, we'll go to the...
No, I do. I have a question. It's a highway block grant.
Karen.
Brenda.
But the highway block grant.
Yes.
I didn't think we got those funds. So when a grant comes in, it's held, and then in the warrant article, doesn't it get designated back to the highway?
No, we have to do that. No, we want to do that. Right now it goes to the general fund. We're going to probably put in a warrant article this year that money goes to, a capital reserve fund for the highway department so he can use it for roads. Right
okay.
now it just goes into our general fund.
Okay. And the money that we got for the tanker or something, that 135, can we get that back to the fire?
We're going to put it into the ambulance. I think that's what they want to do.
Good.
Good. Let's put the 135 in the ambulance line.
Okay. Sorry. That's what I wanted. Okay,
the town expenditure report.
So when people get over to the direct assistant on the third page, when you get there, let me know. You got it? So remember we gave her an extra $5,000 because we were anticipating that it was going to be a tough year?
We did?
Yeah.
I don't
she always was
five.
$5,000. We went up to $10,000.
It was cut to $5,000, then we gave it back.
No, I thought it was always $5,000.
No,
really?
No, it's been $10,000 for
it's been
a long 10, time.
But we cut
really?
It to $5,000 because we were trying
and
to
then
keep
they
the
put it back
well.
In.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really surprised that it's still nothing against that $10,000.
There is.
Yeah.
There's been an issue in the past month, so.
It's just not recorded yet.
No.
Okay.
So expended, could you explain this? Expended year to date versus PY actual?
Prior year actual.
Okay.
So actually, last year we spent $1,192.
Right. Nothing this year so far.
So,
It's coming.
It just
hasn't
shown
up.
Is this only August 1st?
Through August.
Or September
1st. It says
through
August.
August. Yeah.
It says
8/31.
August.
Yeah. August 31.
Through the end of August,
yeah.
So something came in September.
Top of the report.
No, it's just through August of 2023. You would assume it's the end of August.
Just through August.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's up to September 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking just the opposite.
Fire department is rocking it. They have 64% of the budget.
He does that on purpose.
He
buys everything at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
We're all used to the way Dean's
I'm not going to take that back, though. It still looks rocking. Unlike the highway department that's got 10% left.
He doesn't have that choice. He can't just plow the roads at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Or do the repairs.
Can't wait. Why can't he?
The thing, because I was talking with Boyd about this, because he's a liaison, or I think he is, right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at that, and all the winter things, and I think it totals like $309,000. Look at the very end of the highway. Yeah, see those four, sorry, see those, and then there's one on the prior page. It's like 309,000.
Mm-hmm.
That all is going to come out and go to some warrant article. We'll pay for that. Remember the separate warrant article we have for winter maintenance?
Right, yeah. But it wasn't 300,000.
Well, no, it's 150,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah.
So some of it's going to have to come up, but that goes, that will be taken out of there. It hasn't been taken out yet.
Oh.
We don't take it out till the end of the year.
Yeah, the
everything
end of the
happens
year.
The end of the year.
Yeah, because at the end of the year, when December comes, we may
could have storms.
We could spend another 100,000.
Right. Let's open them up.
We don't know.
October.
Yeah, it's tight. It's tight. There's no question about it. There's not a lot of.
Yeah, but if you look at the bottom line for the whole year,
yeah, it looks good.
Figure we're
yeah.
middle of September.
Yeah.
Well, look at, yeah, but legal, like we've already talked about that. We've got to do something.
You got
to
increase
that. And I don't know
that.
Where you're going to get it from. That's what, when you have to take money for roads or legal, mm-hmm. you have to get it from someone else. And I don't know who has extra money to.
It's usually the bigger departments.
Yeah.
Fire. Take it from the department.
We'll make it. Oh, don't take it from the fire.
Are you kidding?
Take it from Parks.
Wayne will put his watch.
Parks and Rec. They got an extra 50 grand. Right?
When will the appraisals be 100% done? When will
they
it be
will
over?
Be, we're due for 2024. We'll have a full.
And then we'll start over.
What?
So next, in 2024, we're going to be evaluated, not 2023.
No.
Good, because property values are dropping.
Hope so.
It doesn't matter. It's
Let's
all
wait.
Relative.
Yeah,
yeah, it
people
doesn't
don't
matter.
Understand how it works. What? It's all relative. If we're all at 100% valuation,
yep,
and we all have $400,000 houses, we take the amount that we are indebted to owe to school and town, and you know the county and all that,
mm-hmm.
and then we take the total amount that we own and we divide it into that. That's what our taxes are. If we all have only $100,000 houses because the value's been down. It doesn't matter. It's all still the same. So people think, oh, God, my
okay.
assessment went up. Well, it might have, but so did
but
probably everybody
else.
Everybody
else's, and so you're right.
And we have new
development.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down,
yeah.
So it still stays the same.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Any more questions on the expenditure report?
Ask. I see you're on, Jack.
Oh, but, well...
Can't get away with anything.
Yeah. Karen wants to know. In the town section, the
wait,
town
what page
offices,
are you on?
Oh, sorry, page
wait,
10.
This is alphabetical, by the way. She
I know, I noticed that when I was looking
nice
at
her.
Yeah.
That made it much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 25% of your budget left. Are you feeling like you're going to come in close?
I think we should be okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen's happy.
Okay, we'll go to the next report then. Okay, any other questions on expenditures? Okay, now we'll look at the enrollment reports. There's one here, and then I gave you two more school enrollment reports. So we have opening day enrollments, August 31st, 2023. And then we have monthly enrollment, June 1st, 2023. And then we have the high school enrollments.
Where's the high school?
So we're going to save some money in high school tuition. Correct?
What do we think we're at this year? 144?
133.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was 154.
Graduated. They were large.
So you have two of these.
We have two of these. Yeah, this one is this one.
Lenny Ford on that.
Or whichever
the other
one.
What? Did you Ford on? She thought.
Yep.
She didn't know.
I sent this to everybody.
Okay. All right.
But I made copies too, so everybody.
No,
knows.
The high school numbers. She says she doesn't normally have those until.
Means 21.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like 21. Correct.
Total.
Oh, no, that's
total. It was 144.
Oh, that's
so,
June 1st.
Oh, this is June 1st.
That's not this
June
year.
I thought it was September 1st
okay.
or October 1st.
Yeah. So you wanted to compare last year this year, so I got last year's final numbers and then this year's. Numbers. So we ended the year with
well, still,
that.
So you saved some money last year by 14
well,
kids. I mean, 11 kids.
I don't. I mean, I know tuition went up.
Okay.
So hard. Yeah.
You don't.
But see, look, the eighth grade right now is 31 kids, and these grades were, well, 29, 33, 40. The 11th grade's high. Okay, all right. Okay, we're good with
Thank you very much for getting that information.
Yeah.
What is the maximum number of students that can be in a kindergarten class?
I don't know if there are state laws on that.
Yeah, there are.
There are.
It's pretty high, though. They're pretty high.
Ratio.
I would say like 25, I mean.
Well, we're 37, so we have two right
we
now?
We have three kindergartens.
I thought I saw three on the other sheet. Yeah,
yeah, we have three kindergarten classrooms. Yeah.
Well, why, if it's 25 per?
It's not that high, I don't think. I think it's only 21 for kindergarten. I think it's 25 for the upper grades.
Have you?
I don't know, maybe it's 25 for kindergarten.
The what?
Been in a classroom recently?
No, I wouldn't want to be with 20. If it's 21, that's still a lot of activity.
It does.
That's energy.
Yeah, and
we want to keep our teachers.
I mean, they might have some pairs, but I don't know if they would have assigned a pair by now, because the kid would have to have an IEP for that. We were going to look into SNU again to see if they have any teaching.
Nice. Like interns to?
Yeah, the student helper teaching. They do. They have so many hours that they're required to do, and we used to have a contract with them, and they were going to look into that again.
Okay. Now, the budget that we got from the big budget from the school is pretty, it's nothing to me.
Well, it's the beginning of the year.
It's August 25th to, it's nothing. We need a budget, an end of year budget for last year.
Yes, I gave it to you the last meeting. It was, you know.
But it wasn't. It didn't have any of the encumbrances taken out, and it didn't...
Yeah, I just didn't have the encumbrance list yet.
Okay. All right, so we have the... Then let's take a look at the encumbrance list. Put your magnifying glasses on.
Can you kind of walk us through this a little, Steph? Just all these lines, some are yellow, some are blue. Some
oh,
green.
I didn't ask what they mean. Well, this was his.
Well, it's defined here.
Does it say? Oh,
so like
security,
blue is
septic.
Equipment and furniture. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Green is window replacement. Septic building is tan, and yellow is security.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what happens when
it's very small print, but it's nice everything's here, though.
He's got good eyes.
Yeah. For now, these glasses are bifocals.
Wait till you get to trifocals. Okay, so the total amount is...
$523,220.
Yeah. Out of the $1,000,001.
You're right, Stephanie. We'll go back. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt this.
Now, where do I see anything for the fire system upgrade?
Pride Security, the first one, 89,000.
Pride Security Systems. Okay, so you're getting that fixed.
And then over on the right, replacement of fire panel.
Okay. Great.
That's what it costs? 89. He was one of the lowest.
Yeah. Do you get more than one?
Yes.
Do you do?
Yeah,
that's
they
great.
Have three or
great.
Four.
Great. Mm-hmm.
They didn't go with the guy I wanted them to, but oh well.
Thank God so much.
It does. Well, we're getting $600,000 back.
Yeah.
Yes.
They didn't want to put it
sweet.
On interest?
It was discussed at the meeting, but we...
Who was against it?
Nobody. It was like a three-hour meeting,
okay.
And it was discussed, and then we decided to go with the list that we had. The list that they of equipment and all that, and we didn't really know what we had, and we kind of left it like a don't
so, and
exceed
late,
this, don't
right
exceed
right?
that.
Yeah,
it's too late.
It's too late.
Yes.
Yes, it's too late.
Yeah,
you can't go backwards.
But I do have it to say if we have any extra for next year to pay down, not the interest, the principal.
I mean,
I think the minutes might have said interest.
Oh, did it?
Might have. That was the other thing.
Because what was the interest? $89,000?
Yeah, we're paying yearly. That would be sweet. Get that down a little bit.
I'd keep bringing it up, Stephanie. Keep reminding them.
Just tell them. We're sitting on you for that.
You tell them.
We're sitting right on
they
you.
They already know you as Karen.
Karen's after you, tell them.
Okay. To allocate money in the budget to pay that debt off?
Well, it already is in the budget.
It is in the budget. Yeah.
You know, like, to just pay it off.
So the payment itself added to the budget, 186.
Million.
It's like 186 a year.
Yeah, it's there's that much. The school board could decide to increase that for some reason
and
say,
extra.
We want to pay $200,000 a year to pay it off faster. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't
want to increase
that.
The budget because then when we come here, then it'll get
right.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see if it goes down because of high school enrollment. You might be able to because aren't they $22,000 a kid or something?
You really think it's going to go down?
What is it?
I don't know if it's like 15.
But we can say no.
We can say no.
That's not bad.
We have a
calendar.
Come on. We can't hold the town separate.
Trinity is less.
Expectations than
this. Don't get me going on here. Choice. Don't get me going.
Okay, so we're good with encumbrances?
Yeah. I just had a general question. You said waiting for a quote for the asbestos on the window removal. Do you need someone to give you a quote for that? Or you?
No, this was June.
Oh, never mind then. I was just curious.
Well, our meeting was prior to June 30th, so we kind of went off of if you get the quote and it's this amount, we voted to not exceed these amounts.
I was just going to offer if you need somebody to give you a quote. I know a few contractors in that world, so.
Got to do it before June.
But do it before June.
Yeah.
I have no other questions on this.
Anybody else have any questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
No. So no questions on that.
Well, does anybody have a question on this?
Wait, let me check.
Not much to talk about.
No, it's just a couple months.
It's an hour.
Not even a month.
Not even a month.
Yeah. Yeah, but they say still try to achieve the class size of 20 students or fewer per educator. And then grades 3 through 5, 30 students.
Yeah, it's high. Yeah, it's high.
Wow.
But the kindergarten, even in the kindergartens aren't. 20 students.
Page 7.
We want to keep our teachers?
Just on page 7. The bottom number, 3,287. Bottom right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this left after the encumbrances?
What is this
number?
We're a month.
Yeah.
2.5 months into our budget.
Oh, and the encumbrances on the previous budget.
Yeah. No, it's also the encumbrances like salaries.
But they're not in here.
Yeah, they are.
So,
what he knew. So if you look at the very first page under regular ed teacher salaries, the budget, and the encumbered outstanding. So they pretty much know what the salaries are going to be for the year.
Yep.
There's certain things that they know, but there's most of the things that they don't know.
Okay.
So the $3 million is the stuff that they don't know. We can't encumber it because they don't know how much it's going to be.
Right, not yet. Okay.
So that's just, when you get closer to the end of the year, it becomes a little more significant.
Yeah.
Because they pretty much know what all their expenses are going to be for the year. But for now.
Yeah, we'd like
1 month in.
Yeah, we won't know maintenance supplies, what we'll need.
Yeah, you don't really know much.
So did you get two subs?
We have one full-time in the building sub.
$49,000?
Where? Does that say that?
If you go to substitute salaries, it's $25,000, and then encumbrances $49,070. So I assume that's what...
I would have to ask what her salary is, because that's including all substitute... That's including all subs.
The $25,000, but then for encumbered, they put $49,000.
Try it on the first page.
Okay.
The fourth line.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. It can't be. It can't be for one sub. It just can't be. That's a teacher. That's more than teachers get.
Really?
I bet not.
Wow.
No. Starting,
I bet not.
The
starting salary,
really?
I have that, but not with me. What our salaries are for the bachelor's.
You can get them on. Can't you get them on the essay on the website?
You can.
Yeah.
But.
I chuckled when I saw one of your new fourth grade teachers, Kyle Widnes. His mother was my boss. I knew him when he was this big. And now he's a teacher in town. How does that happen?
People said about me. I was a naughty girl in school.
I know you were. I've heard.
Wow. Okay, any other questions on the school report? Okay. Now let me talk about a little bit about the upcoming budget season for those of you who didn't enjoy the process last year.
Did any of us enjoy it? Oh, no, I wasn't there.
Oh, we all did. We all enjoyed it immensely.
I'll bring cookies every time. Maybe that'll help ease the pain.
So it starts off this Friday. The selectmen get together and get all the reports from all the...
Is that open like it was
yes.
last year?
Yeah, you can come.
You'll learn so much.
I know. I did last
and,
year.
And they formulate a budget. At our next meeting, which will be October 11th, we'll look at the selectmen's budget and start asking questions and start the process. So I'm going to give you something that looks like this. It's got the whole calendar of all the meetings, because we don't have just meetings once a month. We have to have public hearings and review the warrant articles and joint meetings with the school board and public hearing and blah, 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 on and on and on. So I'll pass out one of these, but that gives us a record of all the... I don't schedule them on Thanksgiving, because I'm just like...
Thank
you. Might have a no-show.
And I don't schedule them on Christmas.
Again.
But then once the new year starts, they go till... The town and school deliberative sessions are in February, so it goes until the deliberative session in February. And like I said, I'll...
But it's not bad. Don't we sometimes approve it the same night we review it if we've had the answers?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we only do that with the school. It seems like with the town budget.
Well, we messed around. That was, I think, the selectmen's fault. I'm sorry to say it, last year, because we kept...
Well, that's the thing. They
juggling.
Kept changing
yes.
stuff. So,
well, we're trying to get it down. And,
if
yeah.
if the selectmen give us a budget that doesn't have any... See, the departments all come in with what they want, and if the selectmen decide that everything that they want is important and necessary, then that's the budget we get. But the selectmen can decide that this department doesn't need this, and this department doesn't need that, and they can adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll see is what was requested, what the selectmen approved, and then we can go from there.
And
what
we did
the budget
it a couple of
be.
Times last year. Remember
but
we
last year,
like...
they changed their minds all the time.
But we will we get to meet with the department heads? It stinks
no.
to look at somebody's budget,
they,
though.
They come up
Friday. Friday. They're all here
no,
Friday.
No, they're not.
Oh,
but
they're, no.
I'm talking the
no,
budget
the
committee.
The
we're making.
Should come to the budget committee meeting when you have your.
Right.
Mike capacity. Usually does, and a couple
Mike,
of them.
Yeah,
Mike didn't
the
show
the
up.
The
highway didn't show
guy,
up
boy,
last year. When
highway
the
used
highway
to.
Too.
Did he come last
so
year?
It would,
oh,
it's important. I mean, if they want us to understand their budget, if we're making cuts and we don't have them here to.
Well,
ask
that's
questions.
What Sue is here
yeah.
for. That's why Sue is here.
And you can also, again, if you can't make it Friday, listen to the tape. And you'll hear, they'll tell us exactly what they want. And
now,
you'll know exactly, I mean, I'm not saying don't come to Friday. You'll hear exactly
but
what they want.
We have a joint meeting with the selectmen.
Yes,
I know.
Okay, so at the joint meeting with the selectmen, say Sue is in charge of Parks and Rec,
yeah.
we can say, well, we think you don't need X, and she
mm-hmm.
can explain why she does. And the selectman who's in charge of the highway, we can say, why is the highway this, and hopefully
right. So yesterday at this meeting, they did stress that the budget committee is the committee that makes the budget.
It's our budget,
right.
yes.
It's our budget.
Once they turn it over to us, it's our budget.
So to me, it doesn't make sense that they're meeting with the select board and not with us. If we're the ones, we get their budget, we make cuts where we want, but we don't meet with the department heads. That doesn't make sense.
We meet with the selectmen.
I'm thinking
okay.
they think that the selectmen are more familiar with all the inner and outer workings of the town.
Yeah, we're not.
Like, I wouldn't know
sure.
about the school really that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we don't have a clue what roads
yeah.
are coming up.
Yeah. So, I think that's...
You know,
that's
well, as long as our
might.
Questions can be answered, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
right.
She always sends... She'll send
yeah.
a list whenever you want.
I send them
we
a list.
We had trouble last year with getting answers.
Well...
You have to be sure that you ask them up front and not in the back end. Okay, so if you have a question, you have to ask it up front and not wait until the very end and say, oh, I wonder why, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, but you know what happened with us, is, in my opinion, is we thought everything was needed. Okay, because everybody needs
everything. Yeah.
But when you get to the bottom line is when I start shaking. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you're like, we can't have a 10% or a 16% increase. Mm. But we did that a couple of different times. So it
went last year, your big increase was the ambulance service.
Correct. Yes. That was a big hit. 10% of it was the
ambulance. There's issues like the cost of living raise for the employees. Right. Okay, so that should be discussed Friday, not 2 months from now.
I think we changed that, I think.
Last year, I think that came along much later. It was a lump sum, and then it was...
Yeah, it was divided out, yeah.
No, we're going to put that in, that will be in the...
So hopefully the budget that we get, and then after the selectmen meet, we don't look at the budget until October 12th. So the selectmen have other meetings to tweak and discuss that budget.
And I think that's what we lacked a little bit. We didn't meet by ourselves, so to speak, to hone it down. We were trying to do it just on our meeting days, and it can't all be done sometimes.
You can't do the whole thing in a couple hours.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So, anyway, that's...
We'll work on that. We'll try better.
This Friday?
Yes, this Friday. And I'm telling you, it's
informative.
3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
You can Zoom, or you can listen to that. It'll be downloaded.
How long does that last? So I got to be at work 3 o'clock Saturday morning.
Oh, no. I mean, it might be over by then. No, it will.
So, Lynn, can we request as a committee to get monthly reports, at least monthly reports, on the revolving funds, the trust funds, and the capital reserve funds?
Well, the trust funds pretty much don't change every month.
But still, it's
we get it.
It's still money that... as a budget committee, and I'm pulling this from yesterday, that budget committees should be getting reports on capital reserve and what's being spent and what isn't. Trust funds, as well as... we are the people that the town voted in to be on top of that, and I just feel like that's a big chunk of money that...
Okay, now are you talking about every single fund that we have? There's a whole bunch of funds. So we aren't going to get a monthly report on every single fund, but I can see we should get an annual report of, we started off the year, because those funds, money doesn't come in and out all the time.
Okay.
We started off the year with $10,000, we got a grant, we bought furniture, and now we have X dollars.
Yeah.
So I can see...
an annual for that?
Maybe quarterly, too. So to say monthly?
Quarterly?
Yes, too much.
Should they need more?
There's not much activity going on.
I think that's a good idea to get an annual report where we're working on the budget from the funds.
Are there 15? Remember when I asked for that list?
Oh, how many there are?
Do you only want annual, or do you want to do quarterly?
Annual. Now, the ambulance, I think we could do monthly because they have income all the time.
So that's a revolving fund. The police also have a revolving fund.
They have a revolving fund for their... details.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can we ask for the revolving fund? And what about the capital reserve fund? Can we get a monthly report for that?
I don't think we need a monthly because that doesn't change all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Are we done with it for now?
What? I missed what
the
you
capital did. Reserve.
Capital reserve funds. Can
are we done
get
with
a,
that whole thing? The tearing down of the building and all that.
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
So there won't be... You can maybe get an update. Is that what you want, an update, maybe?
I just wonder
where it was spent.
I would like to see...
Let's do that.
We keep a spreadsheet of what's paid. When the board approves that amount, we keep a spreadsheet of the bills.
How often would be realistic that we could get one?
I mean...
Not once a year.
Maybe when there's action. Do you want that? When there's activity?
Just specific to the future capital... Or
just the capital, or do you want the fire truck capital reserve?
Like
now
this,
we have a recycling center.
Capital reserve?
We have that now. We have quite a few
Can't
capital
reserves.
Can't
we have that before we finalize our budgets?
That's what I'm saying. Once a year. Once
Wouldn't
a year.
That be helpful for us to make recommendations?
So do you want it now before we start looking at budgets?
When would it make most sense?
Well, you finalize in January, right? That's the final vote.
Let me tell you,
There's a big money sitting there.
Yeah, but they can't always use it.
Right, January.
Some's revolving. Yeah. They can always use the interest.
It's in early January. So I think at the end of the year, we get an annual report for the
trust.
The trust and the funds.
But the revolving fund
for the ambulance revolving fund, and maybe for the police. We haven't looked at that in a long time.
And we would get it monthly for them?
I'm not sure those how much two. Activity we're getting on the special, the PD special, but if we can...
But they do, don't they do...
Wires and...
They do details all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deerfield. Oh,
hey, do we have an unmarked car in town?
That's me. That's me.
No, they were on Langford Road, pulled into a driveway today, and he was hidden, and he was using his radar, and I'm like, yes!
There is one that's unmarked.
There is an unmarked car, okay. Hmm. He was noticed.
Don't spread it around.
I was so happy. How many Raymond people are you getting? Okay, I had that question.
My imagination, or is there a crap ton more traffic all of a sudden?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, yesterday, when we were coming on to Main Street by where the old Getty station used to be, there was like 15 cars.
Oh, you never get,
But that's never been like that before.
Remember, the more they develop in Deerfield and outlying,
Well, this is all coming from, I think, from Raymond and Chester.
Yeah.
You should see Langford.
Wait till they get the 65 houses there.
Well,
they have another request, too. It all came from yesterday's meeting.
More roads.
When's the deadline for warrant articles to be submitted?
Okay, tell you what last year.
Okay.
Non-petition warrant articles were due January 19th, and petition warrant articles, November 19th.
I thought
Non-petition warrant articles were due November 19th, and petition warrant articles were due January 10th.
Yes. Okay.
And that's set
so
by
we kind of close by that. Okay. I just had it. Why did we stop town meeting and why can't we resume that? What was the reason for that?
There's a vote. There's a law. There was a state law that allowed towns to not have SB2, it's called.
Yeah.
And to not... So every town voted whether they wanted to be an SB2 town or not.
Okay.
And if you're not an SB2 town, we have a town meeting, and everything gets decided, and you sit there in that chair until 9 o'clock at
Eight
night.
Hours, yeah. And it was over at the school. I remember that.
Yes.
We were in little classrooms.
So we said no.
And the town voted to not do that. Now, there was a warrant article, or there was a vote to change
that. Was
that.
Brian. Was that was Brian.
Wasn't that last year?
Yeah. 2 years.
It gets rid of the budget committee, you know.
Yeah.
No, he will never get it. He won't get that.
Yeah.
The people don't want it.
But the town said no, because nobody wants to go...
Spend 12 hours.
No, it was a long day.
Plus, if you're handicapped, you can do it. You can just get to the polls. Almost everybody can get to the polls.
It's just that nobody shows up at the deliberative sessions.
Nobody showed up at the town meeting.
Well, the year I went, they did.
It's much lower than the number of people who vote. Okay, so even if you have the town meeting is full with 60 people, that's considered full. But if we have ballot voting, you get, 1,500 maybe?
That'd be good.
And I just don't want the 60 who can make that Saturday morning meeting, in the middle of
snowstorms.
Snowstorms, athletics, and some people are working, make the decisions for the whole town.
And you know how it used to work?
What?
People would come to the meeting, and then, let's say, I really care about the mosquito. So we get ready to vote on the mosquitoes. I run out in the parking lot. I call my friends.
All her friends,
And they all come and we all vote yes on the mosquitoes. And then they go home.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was on the...
That's what people
did. That's what people did.
They would suspend it and then pee the hot things and then suspend it to vote later. And then people would leave because they had to.
Okay.
And then there would be fewer people there. And it's just a way to manipulate.
And then Dick started cutting that off. You couldn't reconsider.
He would
restrict
reconsideration.
It was
the deliberative session.
So he ended up with a $4 million police station.
Exactly.
This is the other thing that, and you heard that too, because I remember you commented on this. There should be a tax impact worksheet that is given to the town, and it is supposed to come from the Board of Selectmen, is what. And I looked for the RSA for that, and it's just a sea of brutal.
I think it's a suggestion, yes.
But there was some really nice examples that I did see there for, you did a great job, but they recommend that it comes from the Board of Selectmen, and
they won't do it.
Well, then we need to submit a warrant article to see if the town wants.
What do you want? We'll do it. What do you want?
Well, you know how we did the, say, for $425,000.
Merrimack takes each thing and tells exactly why they want it.
Well, but this would be like, it'll cost you 10 cents per thousand.
Yeah, well,
no,
do it per thousand, yes.
But you have a whole list of all your warrant articles. It tells,
it's like a spreadsheet. You put it in Excel.
Yeah, the spreadsheet and the total.
Right, but it'll tell you
what
the tax impact for just the tax increase that's going to happen based on what the selectmen are going to adjust it to. And then what if you add up all your warrant articles, if everything passes, it tells you how much it's going to be.
Because people forget about that.
And they also said it should be on the ballot in the line, because we had asked, do the Board of Selectmen have to put recommended by Board of Selectmen, recommended by Budget Committee? They said yes.
Yeah. No. They said, what did they say, though? They said no on the warrant article? What did they say?
No, they said yes.
They
surprised.
Said
on both of them, on the whole thing?
But it is required.
But what about the Budget Committee?
Yep, they said yes on the budget. It was in there. I read it.
Yeah, but we were going to try to take that away. Remember, that was our last discussion.
That was a discussion.
But Brenda said you didn't like it on there because it might...
Because it influences.
Yeah, well, you said that, didn't you?
Did they say it was state law, though, that it had to be on there?
No, it's not state law. I do know that.
It is an option. But there's certain ones that has to be... And I'll find that then for the next meeting. But...
Yeah, I had that in my notes here.
Like, this is a nice one. Because that's a nice example. And they also said the school board should do the same.
For what?
Tax impact.
The tax impact for what the budget, you're asking for the budget, and how is it going to affect the taxes. Now, you could give that to the Board of Selectmen and they could add it.
SAU you do it. You don't have to do it. We pay them a lot of money, the SAU.
Yeah, no, we don't co-mingle.
Oh, you
what
oh,
is
okay.
Your co-mingle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Based on 325. I think we did ours based higher.
But I would do it per
thousand. Per
thousand,
yes. Does that say...
Yeah, based on...
It's, yeah.
Yeah, based on the 325.
And this is really similar to what we did. Like, I don't understand.
Don't... they said do it by per thousand.
Yeah.
Because people know the
but
value
of
their
home. But it has to be based
home.
Off of a home value of 325 or 4.5 or 440.
That gets kind of confusing.
You have to base it off of something.
You have to base it off of something.
If you do it per 1,000.
If you do look at the three-finger rule, they like put a...
How come you have to...
Your home in there.
No, somebody can do... If I know my house is worth 500,000...
Yeah, but what about the people that says a $300,000 house?
Then
but
it's
they multiply
they do
by 300.
Yeah.
Oh,
if it's $5 per 1,000, then they know...
What's the
I think you do both. I think I like having the valuation because I think when you look at that, you could say, all right, my impact's going to be... It's $400 for a 375 house. Okay,
my house
is
worth
$400.
Half of that, twice.
Versus standing there and having to actually, like...
Do the math. Right.
Well, we get these ahead of time, and there's some people, but you know what? But that's dumbing it down. $325,000. I still want to do my own math for my house.
That's
so give it as an idea.
I would prefer by the
don't
thousand.
Look at that at all in their packet.
Huh?
I think
the
it's
people
simple
that
math.
Actually look
yeah, it's just simple
that.
Math.
People, I know. Well, it's small.
But we put.
Well,
it
how
in
about
the
select
right.
And come up with something, and you guys can see how you like it.
Can you take that to your board because you were there, you heard what they said, and it should be on the actual ballot underneath each warrant article.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
pretty,
that
that's
should
cool.
Come off of your list, and it should be on. It said it is the select board's responsibility.
Senator, does the state have a calculating tool for them to do that?
No, that was for something else.
Because
you said
that.
To go to the portal.
Built
oh, you use the portal. Is
she
that
built
what
it.
You,
no, I just built it in Excel.
Yeah, you just put in Excel. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
So. Can you guide Steph where she would go for help?
I'm just
oh, she'll give it. She should give
SAU.
It to the
SAU. SAU can do it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of
money. Oh, okay.
The business manager,
They have lots of people over there.
Yeah.
They do.
Can
they
you just tell them that that's the request, that they really, they're supposed to do that?
I don't know if they're supposed to, because
well,
it's an
if
option.
The budget committee requests that it be done, I
yeah.
think they'll do it.
Yeah, okay. But it's not like a state requirement.
No. And I didn't.
In
I didn't
certain
see
things
where it
was. I thought it
was. No, but
required.
I did not know the Conservation Commission
yeah.
is the only the only department. At the end of the year, they take whatever's left, and they can. I did not know
roll
that.
Roll it over to the next year.
Roll it into. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just I couldn't believe it.
And they're the only ones.
But
yeah,
they
the only ones.
But they also have a tiny.
And
budget.
I didn't know the library had to give their access to the back. I
they
didn't
don't,
know that.
Because they're private fund. They're private.
No.
No, we still have to give it back because we're totally 100% funded.
Remember
by the
town. I wrote that down. I
but
said
I thought because you were
that.
A private library, you weren't subject to that.
They're not private.
They're not private.
You. Well, then we should be getting budgets from you.
They do. They do.
At
no,
the end of the
monthly,
year.
Monthly. We don't get a monthly.
Oh. No.
Oh, no, not monthly.
We
but at the end of the year.
There is a private component to the library.
Yes.
Yes. We're not a town.
Yes.
We're not a town.
It's like the fire association. They're private.
Yeah.
Well, they had recommended, remember at the meeting yesterday, that the library goes into our operating budget?
Yes.
You can't because you're part private, right?
Well, and we get our money on a warrant article.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
of the private
some
piece?
Some towns do have libraries as
right.
part of their budget.
Oh
and
gosh.
Some people
were
talking
just,
about
this
that.
This is the way it's set up here.
That's the way we've been doing it for...
So
yeah.
would we see your expense report then before the end of the year?
No.
Why?
They give it to us at the end.
If you ask for
it. Yeah, we've had it.
I'm asking.
It's in the town report.
For last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
should be part of this discussion, shouldn't
why?
It?
Why?
No, because
no,
library trustees are in charge.
Will we support or not support the warrant article?
You only have a yes or no. You can't say, well, we don't think
lower
you should spend
by,
so much
yeah.
on
oh, we can't
the books.
Touch
or,
well,
no
you,
recommendations.
You can at the deliberative, remember?
But
he says
can
as long
change
as we,
the warrant
oh, yeah,
article.
The warrant article. You
he
could change the warrant
article
for the library.
Yeah, we can't tell him how much to spend on the library.
You make your
That's,
own budget. We can't critique your budget.
Yeah. you.
They'll give it to you. They
yeah,
do it one time.
We give you the budget.
But it's your budget and it's done and this is what we want.
Yeah.
We can't say, no, you have to take this money away from that.
It's a warrant article.
You
can
only
article.
Do that at the deliberative.
Election,
you can do it at
the
deliberative
the
section,
yeah.
session.
At the deliberative session,
yeah.
you,
you can't,
it could be changed.
As a, yeah, this board can't say, I mean, I suppose...
I guess
no,
you could.
I just
we can't do warrant articles, can
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we don't change. I'm trying to think
we
if we could change.
We don't normally change those, do we?
No, we would
we
just
could.
Recommend or not.
A petition... A
petition we can't.
No,
right.
A non-petition warrant article, I guess we could.
Can we change,
it?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they
yeah.
can change
good.
The school.
Probably not. A,
yeah.
They can change
good.
The bottom
line.
Yeah, I want to fight.
I mean, we want a good library. I'm not saying that, but I just like transparency. I just don't think, I mean, if we give you guys $100,000 a year, we should be able to see where it's going.
Well,
but
well,
we,
yeah,
I think
I
they'll
mean,
give it 157.
That's what the budget.
I think they'll.
Right?
The
town, that's what the town report has all that information in it.
But I think she's saying that's
before
too
we,
late.
But I can do it. I can bring you a
yeah,
budget.
Yeah,
she'll
bring it. She brought it before.
Yeah,
I don't recall.
You weren't. I don't think you were on here before. 2 years ago, might have been.
Somebody asked for
yeah.
it. Yeah, I
okay.
just brought it.
All right, thanks.
Not.
That's it.
Not okay. a big deal.
You sure?
Okay, now what?
Not a big secret. Now what? I think that's all our business, unless anybody has anything else under other.
Hmm. Will you find out if that's a $50,000 sub?
I have it written down.
Okay, so our next...
One other thing that came out of that.
Capital K on that one.
No, they said...
Can't have that next year.
No, this is important. They said there should be a school board member that sits on the CIP committee.
Matt Woodrow.
He sits on it?
He's the one who deals with all of our CIP stuff.
But
we
is it sitting on the town CIP to communicate?
We don't have a CIP board. It's
the
planning,
board decided they do it all. We used to have
But
committees.
Did they not say that they
yes,
should be
Yes, they
going?
Did. They did, but that's Rudy's business. I don't...
Yeah, like Matt is
We'd
our...
We'd like to know what your future expenses are.
It's in the CIP.
Where do we see your CIP?
Oh, you don't
it's
want
in
to.
The town
online.
CIP.
It's online. You can get the CIP online.
Yeah.
You can look at it. And
it's a big.
We don't have any vote on the CIP,
yeah.
nor does the town. The planning board approves the CIP and Do the selectmen vote on it, don't they?
They will bring it to the
Yeah, and then they'll bring it to the selectmen. But we don't get involved in the CIP.
No, we don't get involved in the planning of it, but it does affect the budget that comes to us that particular year.
Not really. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks at it after we do it. Who looks at it before they do their
it's
budgets?
It's not used the way it might be used in other towns.
It's intended that way?
Gee whiz.
Well, no, because like the ambulance is a good example. You know, we thought, although Dean said that he kept telling everybody pretty soon it's going to go away, but we thought we'd have a dollar ambulance for several more years, and we didn't. You know what I mean? So we needed to get an ambulance, so that wasn't in the CIP for that year. So, mm-hmm. you know, if a
yeah,
road
the school,
washes
the way
out.
They did the school was weird. One year's like 20,000, and
yeah,
the next year's like 700,000. I was like,
that
what?
Was strange. I didn't know if they were putting a pool in or what they were doing.
Probably a gym.
New gym. Oh, gosh. We're going to go back to that.
We have 100,000 for that gym.
I know. Really?
Okay. Did they not get it?
So we have, I think it's 36,000 that was donated to be used only
okay.
for the construction of a gym.
Okay. So that's a capital reserve?
It is
a trust.
It's a trust.
You'll see it.
And it will never ever be used, probably. Yeah.
The gym fund.
No.
Yeah. Well, not with 200 kids or 273 kids.
And they use CYA.
We could have these people start having more kids. You're all set.
Can we do
I have another daughter once to move to town.
Oh, there we
go.
Pregnant. Hold the deliberative sessions together this year.
No. I'll try, but
school and the town together.
Last
so
year, I think
nice.
It's Auburn. Like, see, towns. The problem is that with the SAU, like every year, Auburn has it on this certain date, and every year we have it on this certain date. So it's like pre-booked.
Yep.
But why don't we do, could we do the afternoon and we do 9 to 12 for the whatever and we'll do 1 to something?
Well, your superintendent.
Because the SAU staff has to be in attendance and it's on a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they don't know how long Auburn's
it's
will go.
Just as easy to do it on a Thursday night for 10 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
It would be
but
nice.
We tried last year, but Auburn had that date reserved.
Do we have hours reserved?
Can we make it a shot?
The selectmen make that decision.
Yeah, next
not.
Meeting. I made a note.
Yeah.
Can you ask the selectmen?
I think we're going to be voting January 4th.
So we go off, we get this schedule from Lynn, and I give that schedule to the SAU, and then we kind of fill in.
And Auburn always wins, so this helps it.
Well, they won last year. Let us win this year.
Well, they're bigger.
They're bigger.
It depends on when the request is put in. When I get the date, I can put the request in. Just
okay.
It has worked out in the past that.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing
yeah.
it to them.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay, anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
Josh makes a motion to adjourn. Bill seconds?
What?
I second
something?
All in favor?
All in favor.
Thank you very much. See you next month.